Take 5 with Kelly Frost. Brought to you by Big O Tires on East Cypress Avenue in Redding. And brought to you by Jones Fort, also on East Cypress Avenue in Redding. February brings Valentine's Day and is Heart Month. No one knows more about your heart than Dr. Muhammad Khan, a renowned cardiologist based in Redding since 2005. We wanted to know if, as the old saying goes, can one really die of a broken heart?
Well, we talk about that. In fact, I had a t-shirt once that we handed out, "We Mend Broken Hearts." But certainly stress plays a huge role in heart disease, especially around the time of the holidays. More deaths occur around Christmas than at any time of the year. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of depression. Patients don't take the medication and so forth. And so certainly we hope that if they follow up with the doctor, we can help them through this difficult period and hopefully mend things.
You know, when you say you break up with a loved one, why does it feel like your heart really is going to break, or like somebody really did stomp on your heart?
It sure feels like that. There's no question about it. It's just the stress. It's nothing. It's physiologic. It's got nothing to do with the heart itself. Of course, some people, when they have bad news and stress of a loved one, have heart attacks. It doesn't mean that the stress caused the blockage. The blockage in the artery of the heart was already there. The stress allowed that blockage to break and rupture and then mix with the blood and form a blood clot and cause a heart attack. So the stress and inflammation during that stress contributes to a heart attack. But, depression and sadness and stress, all of those things, there's a whole host of reasons why they happen.
So I guess the moral of the story is, on Valentine's Day, be kind to each other, because Dr. Khan doesn't want to see you in the hospital. Dr. Khan, what exactly does the heart do?
Well, the heart is a muscle, and the heart pumps blood to all the parts of the body, to all the organs of the body, so that it can receive oxygen through blood. And to give you an idea as to how hard the heart works, the heart pumps about 100,000 times a day. Now, if you can picture yourself on the beach and take a cup of water out of the ocean and pour it into a drum, let's say. You keep taking a cup out and pouring it out, and you keep taking a cup and pouring it out. Do that 100,000 times. That's how much the heart has to work each and every day. So the purpose of the heart is really to eject or pump blood out.
And what is a heart attack? What happens when you have a heart attack?
Well, if you think about, the heart has arteries that are actually on the top of the heart. These arteries are like little tubes or pipes. And all these arteries are lined inside with a very nice lining that we call the endothelium, so that it allows the passage of blood very smoothly through these pipes, so to say. So if you have a damage of the lining of the arteries, for example, patients with diabetes, and when these blockages narrow significantly, then they don't allow the heart muscle to get blood. And if it closes off, then there's no blood flow to that part of the heart. It gets damaged and can cause a heart attack.
If you want more information on your heart, you can call Dr. Muhammad Khan at the Cardiovascular Center in Redding at 530-241-1144. Take 5 with Kelly Frost, brought to you by Big O Tires on East Cypress Avenue in Redding, and by Jones Fort, also on East Cypress Avenue in Redding. I'm Kelly Frost. Thanks for listening.